Well, you know what? Here's something we usually don't do this time. I'm talking about a town, a village, a burg, a hamlet, ladies and gentlemen. A bump in the road. That's right. It's time for Town of the Week. Here is Sarah Nix.
Originally part of the range of people from the Sioux Nation, the town of White River was founded around 1911 in the Great South Dakota Plains. It's the seat of Millette County. European settlers originally built homes out of sod and tried to eke a farm living out of the wilderness.
Eke.
These days, the surrounding area is largely ranch land. Since 1914, people have come to White River in the summer for the Frontier Days Rodeo. Since 1914.
Wow.
Since the early days, it's been known as the wildest rodeo in the West. And it includes traditional rodeo events, plus a parade, a wagon train, a 5K run, and an arts festival. Traditional Lakota music and dancing were also originally part of Frontier Days, and there's still a three-day powwow or wachipi as part of the festival. About 600 people live in White Plains these days. It's 50 miles east of Badlands National Park. Visitors to the White River area often come to hunt white-tailed deer and mule deer, turkey, grouse, and pheasant. The Rosebud Reservation just south of White River is worth a visit, with buffalo tours, Buechel Memorial Lakota Museum, and the Sinta Gleska University Arts Center. For a little local sports, you can check out the White River High School Tigers play, and that is our Town of the Week, White River, South Dakota.
Sounds nice. Thank you, Sarah Nix. Town of the Week. And we're calling randomly right now, aren't we? Lyle? Are you? What?
Oh.
What are you pointing at? I can't see what's down there. You're pointing at something down there? What? What does this mean? You can leave if you have to go. You don't have to stay there. Someone else can do your job. We could automate it. What? That's not even real. Why is that? I should worry about a phone that's not even real. Look at it. Not only is this phone obsolete, it's not even, there's no wires. This thing running out of it, that's just for the sound effect. Oh, we have someone online. Okay, we have someone online from White River, South Dakota. Kevin Green has agreed to join us right now. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm good.
Nice to
meet you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. I hope we don't catch you at a bad time.
Well, no. We always have a good time.
You always have a good time? But I could be there pretty quick if it's good enough.
Well, you're here right now, so.
Yeah. What you got planned for today? What's today's outlook for you, Kevin? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm hoping plenty of business.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah. Where are you right now? What is your business?
We're here at the Chuck Wagon Cafe.
Oh, the Chuck Wagon.
In White River, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's the place to go in White River is what I heard.
That's the place to go. You betcha.
Yeah. You got a breakfast special there now, Kevin?
We don't open till 11:30 for noon and supper too. So.
Yeah, you open 11:30 or noon?
11:30.
Or noon.
Well, whenever we feel like it, but no, 11 to 11:30.
Now, if someone is banging on the window at 11:15, would you let them in or not?
Well, I sure would.
You would? Because you probably know them, right? You know everybody.
So. Yep. Yeah, I know everybody, yeah.
You can't, but then you got to fire up the grill and all that stuff. And you gotta,
yeah, well, we usually have that ready, so.
Yeah. Are you the owner of the Chuck Wagon?
Co-owner, yes.
Yeah, who's the other co?
My wife.
Oh, okay. How's that work out for you?
It's all right.
Enough said, Kevin. No, I got that. Well, who does the cooking then, Kevin?
We have cooks.
Oh, you have cooks. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
So then what does she do there all day, your wife?
She does the bookwork and helps out, cooks, and whenever we need it.
Yeah.
She does. She runs the place, basically.
Okay.
I'm just here.
Well, what do you do there then, Kevin? You just stand by the door and greet people?
I'm a manager, kind of, too.
But what does that mean?
Well, I do just about anything or anything to whatever they need done.
Yeah.
So,
were you a cook yourself originally? Is that how you got interested in the Chuck Wagon?
Yeah, I can cook. Yes, I can.
Yeah. What's your specialty, Kevin?
My specialty?
Yeah.
Oh, hamburger and french fries, of course.
Did you invent that? I've heard of that.
Actually, I make a really good pot of chili, but...
Oh, yeah, do you?
That's what I'm known for here, yeah.
Now, do you make... Is that a bean chili, or is that just a meat chili, or is it a hot chili, or what's... What
bean
kind
of... and meat, and...
Yeah.
I call it sweet and sassy.
Sweet and
sassy. It's a little hot, but it's a little sweet, too.
So. Okay, so it sneaks up on you, either one or the other sneaks up on you.
That's right.
Either the hot or the sassy or the sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Business been good for you? Is it good year?
Oh, it's wintertime. It's slow, but
yeah,
it picks up here in a month or two.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And are you from White River originally, or the area?
Yes, I am. Born and raised here, yep.
Born and raised. Did you hear our Town of the Week description of
generation?
What was that?
Oh, that was a customer.
Oh, no. It's too early, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 11:09. What is he doing?
That's what I said. Somebody knocks on the window, I let him in.
Well, can he wait for a minute? We're doing something. This is a national radio show here. It's good for business.
He can,
well, he's got a cup of coffee. That's all he needed.
That's all he ever orders, a cup of coffee. What good is it even bothering with him?
I bought that, too, so...
So anyhow, did you hear the description of White River, and you care to add to that or subtract from it? Did you hear that part?
I did, and that pretty well describes White River, yep.
Yeah, yeah. You pretty much have to be a hunter or a fisherman, don't you, to live there?
Rancher.
Or a rancher.
This is ranch country, yep.
Yeah. Were you from a ranch family?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are, yeah. Is the family still in ranching? Still got a ranch there?
Yes. Yeah.
That's excellent. But you decided to get out of the ranch business yourself.
No, I'm still in. This is my other job.
Oh, I see. So can you do a ranch and a chuck wagon at the same time?
Well, it's a lot of work, but we can do it, yeah.
Yeah. At least you got a good supply for the hamburgers, huh?
That's right.
And you know it's fresh meat when you go to the chuck wagon. But it's still out and back there.
Yeah.
Still out there in the chuck wagon. Well, that's really cool. And so, does your family go back for several generations in terms of ranching there? Or?
I would be third generation here. Yep.
Third generation. Yeah. Yeah. And do you have kids who are in it too, or?
My kids. Well, yeah, my youngest is involved in ranching too.
It is. Yep. And some of the other ones just escaped though, huh? From the home.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Where'd they escape to?
Oh, they're scattered around the state.
Well, still in South Dakota?
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
All of them.
Aren't you allowed to leave South Dakota if you're a South Dakotan? Are you?
Well, I think you can, but I don't know why anybody would want to.
Especially in North Dakota. That's pretty scary territory up
there. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because I've been to both places. And I guess they say the biggest thing here is the Frontier Days. That's the time we should come there for a visit, you think?
That's right.
Yeah.
Third weekend in August it starts, and yeah, that's our. It's been going on for 100 years or more.
Yeah, they said 1914, so it would be exactly 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you do any of the events there for the Frontier Days? Do you do any roping or any?
Not anymore, no.
Are you known as a roper, Kevin?
No, not a roper, no.
No, what were you known as?
I wasn't known as much anything.
Can you wrestle a calf?
I can.
If you have to?
I was raised on a ranch, so I can do that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I always wanted to try it, at least, but I mean, what's the secret to actually wrestling a calf? What do you grab?
Anything but the business end, I guess.
Well, then it's like anything else, I guess. Pretty
then
pretty
it gets kind of slippery. So.
Well, Kevin, I know you got to get to work here. We don't want to keep you too much longer. But we want to once again mention it's the Chuck Wagon in White River, South Dakota. Ask for Kevin, right?
Yeah.
Free cup
or Leanna.
Or Leanna. Free cup of coffee, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Pretty much. We have a little something for you for being so kind to speak with us.
We do, Kevin. We'll be sending you the treasure of America's Dairyland with a delectable selection of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones or genetically modified ingredients from Cedar Grove Cheese, Southern Wisconsin cheesemakers since 1878.
Some cheese from Wisconsin for you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Kevin Green, ladies and gentlemen. from White River, South Dakota, our time of the week. Well, why don't you do the honors now here?
All right.
Give her the microphone. He's got the microphone.
Okay.
Man. And you go out there and find.
We need somebody to throw the dart.
Look at this. This is what a show. Huh? What it's a family operation. John brings her the microphone.
Who wants to throw the dart? It's all very exciting. Do you want to throw the dart?
Probably should take the dart with you.
No. Should I? Sarah. No. Yes. Come.
Sarah, take the dart with you.
I don't want to walk down the stairs in high heels with a dart.
Okay. All right. You're right.
Hey, what's your name?
Boots.
Tilda.
Where are you from?
Baraboo.
How old are you?
10.
You want to throw the dart?
Sure.
Okay. Careful not to hit Michael, okay? Just throw it anywhere you like.
Throw it at the dart board.
Oh, awesome.
What a
hit. What's our town? Covington, Georgia. Thanks.
Covington, Georgia. Thank you, Tilda. Our town of the week for next week.
For heaven's sakes.
A little number from the two boys, John and Jeff.